today, I want to talk to you about prospering in anointing. Prospering in the anointing. And I'm not going to take time to recap today the last few weeks of this series. It's building and growing, and we're learning, and God is revealing and illuminating and speaking to us, no doubt. And I encourage you, if you've missed any of these Sundays, to go to our YouTube page, The Church Covington. Just put The Church Covington in your search. If you haven't already subscribed there, subscribe, and you can catch all of the messages full, and really the whole service is there for you to enjoy. But if you'll get to that message, you can pause and take notes and just read and follow along, and it's a blessing. But we have talked about prosperity. We know the word prosper means to be strong. It means to thrive. It means to flourish. And yes, it means to be successful. And so we are applying this definition to the various areas of our lives, because we want 2026 to be a year that we flourish. How do we want to flourish? I want to flourish in all ways. I want all areas of my life to flourish. I want this to be a year of thriving. I want my kids to thrive. I want my wife to thrive. I want our finances to flourish. I want to be spiritually strong all year long. Sure, we know there are ebbs and flows, and we know there are challenging days, and we know there are tough seasons, but still we can remain spiritually strong through it all. And in order to do that, we need more than mental ascent. In order to be strong throughout 2026, we need more than positive thinking. And I am pro positive thinking. I am pro mental ascent. I am pro keeping the negativity out of my mind and out of my spirit. But to have a prosperous 2026, I need more than good connections and right connections. If I want to have a prosperous, thriving, flourishing year, I need His anointing. I need His anointing in my life. Because here's a truth I want you to grab today. Prosperity in the kingdom of God is never disconnected from the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Prosperity in the kingdom of God. And you're thinking of somebody right now that you know is rich, and they don't even know God, or they don't even serve God. All of that is temporary. All of that is fleeting, because true prosperity, again, we've said it week after week, but God is not against prosperity. He's against misaligned prosperity. And so we're getting ourselves into alignment. We're getting ourselves into agreement. So that God kind of prosperity is never disconnected from the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. The world defines prosperity as accumulation. The world defines prosperity as comfort, or as visibility or popularity. But Scripture defines prosperity as fruitfulness. It defines prosperity as effectiveness, as divine enablement. So to prosper in the anointing means that I will advance without striving. I will flourish without compromise. I will succeed according to God's plan. Does that sound like a good idea to anyone to advance without striving? I mean, just to look back over my shoulder and, Lord, this has been such a good year. I know we're still in January, the 25th day of 365 total, but we could get to December 31st, 2026 and look back and say, man, look at how much I've gained this year. Look at how much more I have this year. Look how much stronger I am at the end of this year. And it just feels like it just happened. I didn't even have to work for this. I didn't have to push for this. I didn't have to cut in line. I didn't have to, just stress out. He just did it. Why? Because I was living in the prosperity of the Lord. You see, the anointing is God's authorization. The anointing is God's empowerment. The anointing is God's presence upon a person for divine purpose. So say this with me today. As of today, I am authorized to thrive. I am authorized to have a blessed year. Today, I am anointed to prosper. We're going to seal this in a few minutes when we pray for individuals, and as I pray for you that are online with us today, but I want this to burn in you over these next few moments. The Lord is, his anointing is authorizing me to have a blessed year, to have a prospered year, to have a year of flourishing and thriving. So you got to get this. Point number one, the source of prosperity is the Spirit, not strength. The source of prosperity is the Spirit, not strength. So everyone who came in today feeling weak, or maybe you feel like you started the year weak, you ought to be shouting right now. You ought to be saying amen right now. Because you and I say things like, well, when I get stronger, when I get my finances in order, when I get my kids to behave at all times, good luck with that. When I get all of my ducks in a row, when I get my spouse to agree with me 100% of the time, again, it's never going to happen. So it's not when I get strong. It's better to say when I get full of God's Spirit. Because the source of prosperity is the Spirit, not your strength. Zechariah 4:6. The Lord said to Zerubbabel, it's not going to be by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Just lean over and tell someone, I got a word for you. It's not going to be by your own strength or power. It will be by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not when I get stronger. No, it's when I get more of his Spirit. So my goal at the top of my list is not to get stronger or smarter or more educated. My goal, not that any one of those things, they can be on the list somewhere, but priority first on the list needs to be, let me, Lord, have more of your Spirit. Because if I get full of your Spirit, your prosperity is going to follow. Because you cannot sustain what you build without the Spirit. You cannot contain or sustain what you build without the Spirit. He said it's not by might. He said it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. When we think of might, we think of our human resources. When we think of power, we think of our human ability. But when it is the Spirit, it is divine enablement. That means the Spirit allows me to do things that I would not normally be able to do. He resources me in ways that I cannot resource myself. He gives me ability in areas that I would not have otherwise. It is all by his Spirit. Somebody say, I want your Spirit, Lord. I hope you're saying it at home. I want your Spirit, Lord. I want you to fill our family, our home, my office with your Spirit. Because prosperity without the anointing produces burnout. That's people running around trying to keep up in the rat race of life, trying to gather more, trying to get their hands on more. But prosperity with the anointing produces endurance. How do you get all that you're doing? How do you get all that done? I don't know. It's just the Lord's help. It's just the Lord's strength. It's just the Lord multiplying and maximizing my time. It's just the Lord doing what he does best. Here's the second point today. The anointing breaks limitations and destroys yokes. The anointing breaks limitations and destroys yokes. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but the anointing doesn't merely ease pressure, it destroys it. It doesn't just ease pressure, it destroys pressure. Anyone need the pressure you've been under to be destroyed? Anyone need the stress you've been feeling to be destroyed in your life? I want your anointing, Lord. I want your presence, Lord. That's what Isaiah said, chapter 10 and verse 27. It will come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. The yoke is not going to be broken because of talent. The yoke is not going to be broken because of money. The yoke is not going to be broken because of friendships or relationships. The anointing, the yoke is going to be destroyed because of the anointing that is on your life. I pray this every single day. I work every, Lord, protect the anointing on my life. Let me use wisdom. Let me guard against all of the things that want to compromise my anointing. Why? Because if I have his anointing, I have everything that I need. Ultimately, I have it all at my disposal. I want to be anointed of the Lord. Y'all thought I couldn't preach with a smaller crowd? Lord, I started in a storefront. I'm not scared of a small crowd. What can the anointing break? The anointing can break generational stagnation. How many generations before you have been fighting this fight? How many people before you have struggled with the same things that you see yourself struggling with? The anointing breaks generational stagnation. Please, please be free. Please be guilt-free to live in freedom, even if your parents or your grandparents or family that went before you did not live in this same freedom. Nothing says you have to struggle because they struggled. There's no badge of honor. Well, I saw my daddy go through it, and so I guess the Lord just called me, No. Break that. I promise you, if your parents would have had this teaching, if your parents would have known, they would have broken the cycle off of their life as well. Let the generational stagnation stop with you. You're breaking it. Why? Because you're anointed of the Lord. What else can the anointing break? The anointing can break mental strongholds. Because this year we can finally win the war between our ears. We can win the mental battle that rages in our minds. The anointing can break cycles of defeat. Cycles of defeat. That's the losing over and over and over. No more. No more. No more. Well, nothing ever works out for me. I mean, this is typical. This is just a normal day in my life, a day of disappointment, a day of sadness, a day of struggle. No. The cycle is broken in my life. The cycle of defeat. The cycle of always being behind and never getting ahead. I break the cycle. Your anointing, Lord, breaks the cycle of defeat. Here's another thing the anointing will break. It will break spiritual resistance. Spiritual resistance. You need to know this today. The devil is already defeated. So the spiritual resistance is likely not him. It's you and I. Oh, Lord, I wish there was somebody over here I could preach to, but there's not. It's just y'all. We blame it all on the devil. It's not the devil. It's you and I that keep fumbling and tripping over our own 2 feet. Instead of being free, instead of being anointed, I break generational stagnation. I break mental stronghold. I break cycles of defeat. I break the spiritual resistance in Jesus' name. And here's the beautiful thing. You don't prosper by pushing harder. You prosper by being properly anointed. Not working harder, not toiling more, not striving, wearing yourself out. No, you get prosperity by being properly anointed. That's what alignment looks like. That's what being aligned in his, aligned to his word, aligned in the spirit of the Lord. That's what it looks like. It means I'm not striving, I'm just resting in God, and I'm allowing him to do what it is he desires to do in my life. Here's the third point. Prosperity or prospering in the anointing produces fruit, not just success. Prospering in the anointing produces fruit, not just success. I love Psalm 92. I literally started a series called Planted March 2020. Preached one Sunday of that series, and then a shutdown happened. That's one of the reasons I really don't like closing church. We were closed for about 11 weeks, and I promised the Lord I would never do that again if he would help. But we started a series based on Psalm 92. I still have the artwork, still have some of the notes. I'm going to pick it back up. Maybe we'll do that in 2026. But it's based on this Psalm 92, 12, 13, and 14. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. The beauty is that the righteous don't just grow, they flourish. That means that we don't just exist. We don't just get by. We don't just kind of ho-hum our way through another year. No, we flourish. We thrive. There is strength. We live in overflow. Does anybody want to live in overflow this year? I pray for overflow in our lives. You know what? Overflow is evidence of anointing. When you get the internal right, it shows up in the external. And overflow is the evidence of anointing. But notice the progression. He said he was planted in the house of the Lord. He said the righteous began to flourish in the courts of God. If you're planted, all of a sudden there's word that can water you. There's worship that can encourage you. There's small groups that can build you. You're planted in the house, but you begin to flourish in the courts of our God. Kristen has a fiddle fig tree, and she has it named Bob. And Bob was outgrowing the current pot that he was in. And so this last week, she got a bigger pot. And she rehomed. She replanted Bob. And I came home from work one evening, and she said, pray for the tree. Pray that it can handle this move. Pray that it can handle this. I looked at it this morning when I was letting dogs out before coming to the service. I looked at Bob. Are his leaves down? Are they up? Because Bob is a little moody. If he's not in the right light, if he doesn't have the right amount of water, or if he has too much water, he will droop and sag and his leaves will fall down. And you just give him a little attention and it seems like within minutes his leaves start to stand up again. What are you saying? I'm saying when you get planted right, you can flourish. When you get roots, right, you can begin to flourish. That's what's happening for the righteous. If you get planted in the house of the Lord, there are many people that are not planted. They just show up now and then. They just remain on the periphery and they never allow roots to grow, and they wonder why they're not flourishing. They wonder why they're not thriving. They wonder why they're not producing fruit in their life. It's because we need to be planted in the house of God so that our lives can flourish in the courts of God. And ultimately, we can bear fruit even into our old age. Bear fruit in our lives. You know why? Because the anointing is not seasonal. It's sustaining. This just isn't my season. This just isn't my time. No, the anointing is not seasonal. You're either anointed or you're not. The anointing does not come and go. If I'm having a hard time, and well, I guess the anointing lifted off of my life. No. I'm going to help you with that before we leave today. But you need to know this. Success impresses people. Fruitfulness glorifies God. We've got our eyes on the success that impresses people, because we're more concerned about what people think than what God thinks. But fruitfulness is what glorifies God. So let me get to this point. How do we prosper in the anointing? How do we prosper in the anointing? Because prospering in the anointing is not about chasing blessings. Prospering in the anointing is about hosting the presence of God. That's why I want all of us to get this today. This year, I will not seek stuff, but instead, I will seek the Spirit. This year, I'm not going to chase money. I'm going to work. I'm going to earn. I'm not going to miss opportunities. But I'm not chasing stuff. Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit. I know in my knower that if we will apply this to our lives, January 25, December 31 of this year will look so completely different. We'll just be smiling ear to ear saying, wow, oh yeah, there was some struggle, there was some loss, there was some difficulty this year, but man, I'm flourishing in the house of God. I'm bearing fruit in my old age. Why? Because I am not seeking stuff, but I am seeking the Spirit of the Lord. Seeking the Spirit of the Lord. So how do I prosper in the anointing? I'm going to give you just a few things. You may want to take pictures as these come on the screen so that you can spend time with them in devotion this week. But the first one, if you want to prosper in the anointing, you've got to stay submitted. You've got to stay submitted. Read James 4 and 6. I'm not going to have the verses on the screen, but you can make note of them and come back to them this week. But the Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. You know why? Because prosperity leaks. Pride leaks oil. But submission preserves it. Pride leaks oil. Every time I start getting puffed up in who I am and what I've done and what I can do and my ability, I start leaking prosperity. You ever had a slow leak in a tire? Sometimes it'll be slow enough that you think, I can just live with this. I mean, I'm just having to get air once a week. I'm just having to stop once a week. What would cost you $15 to go get plugged? You'd rather pull off the side of the road and just constantly be trying to chase and win a losing battle. Because no matter how much you put in, if you have a hole, what you're putting in is leaking out. They say, but Pastor, it's a slow leak right now. But slow leaks become big leaks. And the problem with the slow leak, it means the vessel is compromised. And eventually, they're going to say, you waited too long. You waited too long. Now we got to do work on the vessel. If I want to prosper in the anointing, I've got to stay submitted. Here's the second thing. If I want to prosper in the anointing, I've got to stay connected. Stay connected. 2 Timothy 2 and 21, vessels are set apart. Vessels that are set apart are useful to God. Because his spirit, the Bible said, will not strive with man always. The spirit of the Lord, it will not remain in an unclean vessel. So I've got to work hard. I've got to make sure that I stay consecrated. I've got to prosper in purity. I know that message was tight last week. I know it was challenging, but if I stay consecrated, I can remain anointed. And if I'm anointed, I can prosper. The third thing, if I want to prosper in the anointing, I've got to stay connected. Stay connected. Psalm 133 and 2. Because oil flows where there is unity. Isolation dries up anointing. Finally, prosper in the anointing, I've got to stay obedient. Stay obedient. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. Obedience positions us for overflow. Delayed obedience limits the anointing in my life. I've got to stay obedient to the things of God. Is this helping anybody today? If it's helping you online, drop a comment. Yeah, a word I need. Because here's the truth. When the anointing rests on you, what was heavy becomes light. What was blocked suddenly opens up. What was dry begins to flourish. I think Bob is going to be all right. I think the plant is going to make it. Because it was positioned carefully. It was watered properly. I think we're going to be all right in 2026 because his anointing rests on us. I know I've got you talking today, but I want you to say this. Say, I will not strive. I will be anointed. Say this, I will not chase. I will abide. One more, say this, I will not settle, I will prosper in the anointing. If you say that as a prayer today, if you say that as heart's desire today. Finally, let me end with this, Psalm 23. You know this in your heart. It'll be on the screen in King James Version because that's the way we all learned it. But say it with me. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the ultimate prayer of prosperity. Doesn't matter what I'm facing. Shadow, valley, dark day, challenging time. Lord, you anointed my head with oil, and my cup runs over. I am living in overflow, and I'm thankful for what God is doing. I'm prospering in anointing. Prospering in anointing. Let me invite you to stand with me in the room. I want to pray today for those that are online with us. I want to pray for our church family. I understand you couldn't get here today, and you're with us online, and I believe that God is already filling your home, your office, wherever you are right now. Maybe you're seeing this later in the week, and I believe his presence is just as strong and just as powerful. One of our great guys in the church, he works a lot on weekends, and he's probably watching right now, but he'll have all of his office crew and all of his team, they're all gathered in the office, and last week it looked like a movie theater screen. They had me on the biggest screen I believe I've ever seen, and all of his guys were gathered around and hearing the word. Wherever you are, God's presence can find you. If you're at home today, if you want your life to be anointed, I want to pray for people in person in this room, but I want to pray for our online family. Give me this middle camera right here so that I can look you right in the eyes. I want you to be anointed today. Maybe you got a wallet, pocketbook, purse close by. I want my finances to be anointed. Maybe your kids, your babies are close by. Pull them close, hug them up. I want my kids to be anointed. Lord, right now I pray your anointing over every home, everyone watching today. 2026 will not be just another year. It will not be just a common get by, barely make it time in my life. I choose prosperity. I choose to flourish. I choose to thrive. I choose to be strong in your spirit. Lord, I'm not chasing stuff. I'm chasing you. Lord, I'm not wanting more of this or that. I want more of you. So today I anoint my brothers. I anoint my sisters. I anoint families. I pray over the wallet they hold. I pray over the purse they have their hand on. I pray this year would be a year of financial overflow and strength and breakthrough. And what's been so hard in years past is getting easier in 2026. I am anointed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody receive that today?